What if taking risks don't work out? Welcome back to After Our Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-host. I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
I'm Sharon.
Did you guys hear my lisp right there for a second?
No.
What if taking risks? I can't do sounds really well.
Is it Invisalign?
Yeah, like when there's an S or an F, I like have to really emphasize it or else I like have a lisp. Anyways, can you believe it's been 6 months?
Dude, wait. No, I was going to say, I feel like I see your teeth getting straighter.
Can you come smile for me? I can't see well.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure they're working. For $6,000, they better be.
Sometimes I like to look at older pictures. I'm like, damn, my teeth were that crooked. Anyways, back to why you should be taking risks. Because you can get straight teeth.
What risk was that?
What if my teeth just rejected it and was like, screw your $6,000. I want to be crooked.
Okay.
Why did we come up with this topic? I feel like because we're in our mid-20s and we're like, oh, when is... Oh, we asked each other. So the reason why we came up with this topic is we asked each other, when is it time to not take risks in life? When is it a time to be like, okay, at this point in life, let's not do this anymore? But that's probably a bad start because I'm still very gung-ho about taking risks.
Okay, the first question is, what do we each consider a risk? What is it? What do you mean?
Well, I think there's all types of different risks, right? There's obviously like career risks, there's like financial risks.
Relationship risks, bad decision risks. I guess that's very vague. Bad decisions like legal risks, like a legal thing risks. A misdemeanor versus a felony risk.
Okay, that's not what I was going for.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're right. No, you're right. Potentially illegal risks or a danger to you and or others risks. Like, should I take a risk and start a drug dealing company? No, you should not.
It's like, should I take a risk and start an OnlyFans company?
Is that risky?
Wait, I would totally support anybody who wants to do that. What the fuck?
What are the risks of starting an OnlyFans? Like, you get a stalker and then they, like, become obsessed with you. Sorry, let's not manifest that. Oh my, have you guys seen that iconic video of this girl? I don't know what her name is, but I think she's really big on OnlyFans. And so she did like a kind of like Good Morning America type of show where she got like interviewed and stuff on live TV. And the man was like low-key misogynistic and was like, well, what do you think like will happen when you have kids and like they see your videos and stuff? And then the girl goes, they'll cry in a Ferrari. And I was like, damn. I was like, that's a good ass response.
Yeah. Anyway, fucking, what do you guys consider risk?
Mine is when the consequences are higher than the reward, then that's a risk. Because if it's the opposite, like, I wouldn't say it's a risk. I'd be like, well, whatever.
But then if you say it like that, like, if you calculate it and you're like, oh, the consequence is bigger than the result or the what? The result?
Reward.
The reward. Then you will never take it.
Well, no. Well, it's like a personal definition, right? For you, maybe like, what's a non-illegal example? Okay, maybe for someone like dealing drugs.
Okay, let's not use that example. Maybe in your situation, I'm sure moving to Korea was a risk or no?
Right. Okay, let's use that.
So how is that a risk then?
So for me personally, the reward that I would get to like move to a different country, try out something is more than the consequences. Like consequences is like, I hate my job. I don't want to be here anymore. But because everything good that comes out of it is better than the shitty thing, then that's not a risk for me. Because at the end of the day, I still gain more than I can lose. And so that wouldn't be a risk versus for someone else that could be a risk, right? So that my personal definition of risk taking is like, if I think the reward is higher than the consequence, that it's not a risk.
Okay, let's... So you're just saying that Korea wasn't a risk for you, right?
No.
Okay, then the follow-up question will be, then what do you consider a risk? But I think I was just going to say, I mean, if it's relevant to what you said, it's like the consequences could be worse than the reward. Or there's like a balance play here where it can go either way. And then I guess generally how I would describe it is if it could potentially change the trajectory of your life in some way. Then and make you uncomfortable, then that's a risk.
Both Vicky and Sharon gave much better definitions than I did, but I am on the same path as okay. Sharon's.
Okay, on that note, since we kind of all answered, then Vicky, what do you consider a risk?
Like, do you want an example or my definition?
Yeah, so what's an example of a risk you've taken if you don't consider what you did of moving to Korea to be a risk?
If someone was like, can you invest $5,000 into my business right now? That's a risk.
Wait, question. Are you only saying that Korea wasn't a risk because looking back, the rewards were higher than the consequence? Or even going into it, it wasn't a risk at all for you?
I was never worried about moving across the country. I was never scared to do it. I was never being like, I have so much to lose making this move. Because like worst case scenario is like, I hate the job and I want to leave. But that's not a risk for me because I knew that like there's an option there. Like I could do that if I really wanted to dip. So like nothing that I did was risky.
So then your example was if someone asked you to invest $5,000 in their business, but that's a scenario. So then what's an actual risk that you've considered and taken then, have taken then, if any? Gotcha. She's thinking.
That's why I was like, oh, I want to ask if we're risk takers, because I realized that I'm a very risk averse person. Like I never put myself in situations where I've never thought it through and like have really like weighed out pros and cons. From what I've known so far, I have taken only safe risks, like low risk.
What are those low risk things then? Because I feel like from your definition of defining what a risk is like, is if the results or the consequences are higher than the results. If that's the definition, then like you would never take the risk. That means you have never taken a risk.
Yeah. I don't think I really take risks. I'm a very safe person.
There's a lot of things that you've probably done that other people would probably consider risks when you don't.
Yeah.
You do take risks generally, but you just don't think that they are.
Maybe, yeah. Because I think people think that me going to Korea was a risk, but that's not true, to me at least.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to see what you actually consider a risk then that you've taken.
Maybe if I like drive and then I see a parallel park and I'm like, it's not a busy street. Let me risk it and try to practice my parallel parking right now.
What the fuck? Okay.
Is that not a risk? Yes. Because like I could ding my car. I don't want that.
Oh, I guess.
Oh, wait, take me and Sharon's situation, right?
Like, yeah. You guys need to bounce me off something.
Okay. So like, you know how we both quit our jobs because we're like, this is not for us. We want to pursue something else. For me, it was content. My risk was like quit my job to go Korea to do content. If that was you, would you consider it as a risk?
Like quitting my job to do content?
Yeah, to do content, yeah. Like not knowing where content would go.
And I wouldn't do it. That's not the type of risks. That's why I didn't do it. Like I always had a job while I pursued content because that's too risky for me.
And why is it too risky for you?
I think I would be way worse than how both of you guys are handling like inconsistent income, like not knowing that stability. Because I think so much of my freedom and like my mental health being and like all these things rely on financial stability. So like even experiencing it for a little bit when I came back from Korea was like not it for me. And I knew that like I needed to get a job and I need to know that I have a steady income. And then also because I never considered content to be a full time for me. So like, you know, but if I were to think of it as like something I wanted to pursue full time, I have to know that like I've made it. Like I need to go viral a couple of videos and get sponsorships already before I like quit a job to do it. Like you guys are so brave for doing it and I wouldn't be able to. Like I don't take risks or chances.
Okay, question then. So then you know how Korea to you wasn't a risk? Let's say I was considering that around the same time you were. So straight out of college, I was potentially interested in also moving abroad to teach English. I would consider that a risk because where my head would be is, okay, what if I take the risk and it's not rewarding in the sense of like, I don't like teaching and I didn't like the experience. Yes, I would have gained life experience, but then there's a possibility of me having chosen the road of staying in America and getting a job, growing my career, as opposed to knowing that teaching is not the actual career path that I'm interested in. So then that would be my risk of like coming back a year later and then having to restart as someone who's been out of college for a year. And that was still during COVID. So like there's a lot of uncertainty, right? So then that would have been considered a risk for me. But then for you, since it wasn't, did you always just know that when you'd come back, you'd be able to find a job or like kind of restart where you picked off or like pick up where you left off?
No, but I also like was unemployed for like 6-8 months before that. So like in that moment when I was applying, I was like, what's the alternative? Do I sit here and like continue thinking like maybe I'll get jobs, maybe I'll get interviews or land a job that will guarantee me money? There's so low risk. Like my housing's paid for, my flight's paid for. I just have to do my job. That reward was bigger than like banking on the fact that maybe I'll get hired if I stay here. And it didn't seem likely because I had like 6 to 8 months of unemployment already. And at that point, I was like, I also considered like my hours when I was working. I was like, oh, I'm only working 1 to 9 Korea time. So I still have my whole morning to continue applying to jobs in America. And if I got a job, I would fly back. I would quit Korea and come back if I got an opportunity I wanted to take. And so like I've already planned out these different things that like best of both worlds scenarios for myself.
In that case, I could totally see why Korea was not a risk.
Yeah, like I was winning more than I was losing anything. Yeah, so I'm a very risk averse person.
Yeah, you're like super risk averse.
I thought you were risk taking. You just wouldn't consider certain things to be risks.
I would say I'm unconventional. I'm not risk taking. And I only say that because I took the year to Korea. Like, I think a lot of people think that's such a big move in terms of like you're going to a new country and like you're doing something that you're like out of your comfort zone. But in hindsight, it's really not that big of a deal.
Maybe I'm associating your personality as someone I'd expect to be risk taking. Less of me actually coming up with things that you've done that I can provide as examples.
Maybe I'm just not scared to do new things and that makes it seem like I'm risk-taking, but then risk-taking is also associated to doing like more hardcore things, I guess, and I'm not that. Mm. Do you guys think you're a risk-taker then or a risk-adverse person?
Should we guess? Or me and Sharon could guess for each other and Vicky too.
I would say Jam and Vicky are risk-taking, but Vicky just said she's not.
I think both of you guys are pretty risk-taking. To me,
I also say Sharon, I feel like she's not as risk averse as Vicky, but I would say she leans more towards that side than risk taking.
Would you have guessed that before Vicky just said she wasn't risk taking?
I would have thought you were the most risk averse.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I am the most pussy person you'll ever meet. What do you mean?
In what terms though?
Because the way I was raised, I've learned so much in the past couple months that have answered why I am the way I am, because my mother is the most risk adverse person you will ever meet in your entire life. And I have inherited that? That's not right. I have inherited that.
Can you think of an examples of how you're risk averse? Because I'm failing to connect the dots.
Oh, I'll give one example immediately that popped up in my head. In college, I was a business major. And then about a year into it, probably my second year is when I questioned if I should switch into spec design. That would have been a risk for me because that direction could have possibly led me to like UI, UX, or just like whatever design related. But I had no technical skills with what comes with design. That would have been a risk for me because I could have switched my career, or I mean, switched my major and potentially not liked it. But then it's also could have been rewarding on the other side of I like it a lot much more than my business major. I did not take that risk. What I ended up doing was I think I took the safe route of just picking up design as my minor. And up until this point, it's still always a question of whether that was a good decision or not. But I chose the safety route. That's like the biggest example that I could come up with when it comes to like what's a risk that I kind of didn't take.
But I can also see that as like a pretty big risk.
Exactly. That's why I didn't take it.
Do you think that you're like that all around?
Yeah, because I consider a lot of small things to be risks when I shouldn't.
Like what?
This is probably also a really bad example, but going on a hike alone is a risk because you could die.
Yeah. Same.
Versus anybody else normally would just be like, what? Like, what's going to happen? Or like, that shouldn't be considered a risk. But to me, it is.
I think I'm also very paranoid. Yeah, I would never run with my music all the way up. Like, I have to hear my surroundings.
Okay, the reason I thought Sharon was risk averse was more the way she approaches relationships.
Huh? Oh, please enlighten me. What do you mean?
It's just like with your current one and your X one, like the more serious ones, you had a lot more hesitations going into it because you were thinking, oh, what if it affects the friendships or what if it affects the people around you? I mean, I get that there are friendships to start off with, but it's like you have a lot of hesitations before making the decision into going through it.
Yeah, I think that's the problem for me, is I have to remind myself sometimes that it's not that deep. But then I like overanalyze or overthink, and it becomes a problem in my head. When it, in reality, for a lot of people, it'll be like, if it happens, it happens. It doesn't. So I wish I could be more like that, but I'm not.
Do you think you would be able to get more like that?
Yes. Therapy.
Agreed.
I grew up with my parents, and then I went to college, right? So then there was a relationship that I had with my parents when I lived in their house. And then there's a relationship that I had with my parents once I left their house and lived in college. And this part of my relationship with my parents is what I expected for the rest of my life. But now that I'm back home, it's like I'm 16 years old again, living under their house and realizing that a lot of things that, in the way that they think, haven't changed or evolved, and that has affected me as an adult. So then I feel like there's a lot of things that I need to unlearn, and to do that more proactively, I feel like therapy would help a lot. So like unlearning a lot of things mentally and kind of being accountable for myself to make these changes. Just right now, I'm not able to do that. Because even you, Jam, you've always said like, oh, I feel like my mom is a pretty risk-taking person, or that she supports you doing that. Versus me, I've never gotten that support. My mom still thinks that I should have taken like a licensed route. So doctor, lawyer, whatever, because it's safe. And I'd hate that because no.
What would you be more risk-taking on though?
Or do you have like something that you feel like, oh, I took a risk for this and then it worked, like I did it?
Yeah, right now, the biggest risk that I've taken in my life is me quitting my job. And it hasn't gone the way that I want. And instead of continuing to believe in myself that it's going to be worth the risk, I've defaulted to kind of like believing what my parents have instilled in me of, I made the wrong choice to take this risk.
But then you have to think about like, what was the alternative for you? And would you have been okay with that?
But I feel like that's such a hard question to answer right now, because you're in the current state of knowing already what happened.
I think so too. In hindsight, this will be one of the most important decisions I made in my life. And I think it's going to work out. Like, I have to believe that. And I do think that it will. The safety route would have been me staying at my old job while simultaneously finding another one, whether I like it or not.
This is like the Infinity Stone Marvel movie. There's like 50-100 million paths you can take, and you've probably coexisted in all of them, but there's one path for you.
Yes.
And Sharon, you're on it.
Yeah. But why did I have to take the risk of quitting my job when I could have just found a job while I was working my job? It wasn't a risk that I needed to take.
You didn't know that at that time, which fair, that's like a choice you could have made back then, and you didn't take that choice. So it's too late to think about that now. Like, thinking about it and like regretting that decision will only dig you into a deeper hole.
Right, but that's the problem with a lot of people, whether they decide to take a risk or not. It's they might potentially regret it. I think that's my biggest fear, maybe, in going into taking a risk, is like, what if I regret it? Anyway, okay, enough about me, Jam. Because that's my biggest risk that I've taken, is me quitting my job. So then to you, like, would you consider that to be, or if not, then what has been?
Are you a risk taker? Do you agree? Because we both think that you are.
I agree. I feel like of us three, I'm the biggest risk taker. Like, I'm not to say I'm like super big risk takers. I know like there's more risk takers out there than me, but just like in comparison of us three. And I think partially it does come from kind of like family, in terms of how you're influenced. Like, for example, my dad took the risk of quitting his engineering job to open a supermarket. My mom took the risk of leaving all her life in Hong Kong and coming here not knowing anyone. So I think it is very much like family influence, and risk taking is it's not a taboo thing in our family. As long as like you're able to provide a reason why you're doing it, there is actually a plan that goes with it. But yeah, the biggest risk I've taken was definitely quitting my job. And I think when it comes to how I calculate risks, is one, like financial; two, what am I trying to get out of it? How am I get there? And three, like, I guess it shouldn't be a big thing, but like parents, is like how my parents will react to it. If I'm thinking about it, oh, my parents will react so badly, they could never come to terms with it. That would definitely affect me a lot in terms of if I will make that decision. Versus when I was quitting that job, is not like I was quitting my job to do something like outrageous in their eyes. And I knew that eventually I would be down a path where like they quote unquote approve or be okay with. But then, you know, also sometimes I'm very guided by emotions, and then I just do things on an emotional basis.
You know, it's crazy because I take you as such a risk taker that it wasn't until recently I didn't realize how much of your decisions and risk taking is affected by your parents.
Yeah.
Do you feel like people should take more risks after all the risks that you've taken?
I think it really depends what your goal in life is. If your goal in life is just that I graduate, I just want a stable job and I want to focus on other things. Like, I don't care if my job brings me the absolute happiest. I just want a stable income. I would be like, no, don't take a risk then. Like, you have what you want.
Yes, but I think you have to take into consideration a lot of different things. I don't know, dude. I'd be having an identity crisis because what if you outweigh everything? Like, logically, it makes sense not to take that risk in that moment. And does that make you a, you know, like a coward? Or if you do take the risk, does that make you stupid? You know what I'm saying?
I'm the worst person to ask because I am like all about safety. And so if you asked me, unless I think that you actually have like probable cause for your risks, I would be like, don't do it. Especially if I think that you're like moving based on your emotions and not based on logic, I would be like, girl, you're tripping. Don't do that. I feel like a lot of people, not a lot of people, but some people are like the whole idea of like follow your gut, like do what your heart says, things like that. I'm like, I can see where you're going, but sometimes your gut be wrong and your heart be dumb. So
like, okay, honestly, in retrospect, now that I'm talking about it, I feel like me quitting my job was a little bit emotionally driven in terms of me quitting and going to Korea and then like hoping content will work out.
It was an emotional driven decision, but like the reason why I was like very gung-ho for you two to do is because it wasn't like you're gonna be like in the negatives if you quit, you know? There was still a part of you that's like, I'm not gonna be entirely broke. I have a family and a house to come back to at the end of the day. Like if you guys both were like homeless and like bank in the negatives, I'd be like, you guys are stupid, keep your job and we'll figure out a way for you to like switch your careers. But we're like blessed enough to be in a position where we could quit our jobs. And like for a mentality sake, it wasn't the best. But like, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm struggling with my identity here. I really do be in the middle of a tug and war because I don't know that this risk that I took needed to be taken because I wasn't quitting my job to like start my own company. I wasn't quitting my job to travel the world. I quit my job because I fucking hated it and I wanted something that I actually loved. So I could have technically done those two together. But I couldn't handle it, to be honest. At the time, I just wanted to figure it out to myself. But I also had this kind of like, it's because of the person I am. I've always believed that everything happens for a reason. And I was very optimistic about this aspect of risk taking that I did it. And I know at the end of it, I'll come out of it a better person because I learned a lot about myself and this process. But did I really need to go through it? Technically, no. So then I'm very half-half of like, it was worth it and it was also not. I think I just won't know until I get out of it. So in the moment right now, it's just a little hard to tell you. I also don't like discussing it because like, it was my decision. So I have to like follow through with it, right? Like I don't want to bitch and complain about it. So I'll be fine.
I don't think you're bitching and complaining about it. I'm sure like everyone that takes their risk and is not at the goal or end result they had hoped for, like everyone is going to go through this internal dialogue of like, should I have done that? Like, and the stuff that comes out obviously is not going to be like as positive, but it doesn't mean you're bitching about it. Like this is just something that is that you're thinking about and it's very common. Like you're not the only person who has thought about these things before.
You're like representing the side of like not everything that comes with taking a risk can be great. In the moment right now, like you're struggling with it and you're having this debate because like not every risk is gonna be a happy ending, but that doesn't mean like that's your ending. Like you're just struggling with it now, and like you said, eventually when you get out of it, you'll realize, oh, like that was a good learning process and I like actually learned so much about myself. And it just, you can't see it because you're stuck in this like low for now.
It's a risk for a reason, because in the process of it, it's not gonna be easy and it's not gonna be pretty,
but it'll be worth it. You just don't know what yet.
Wait, do you think you would like actually be more risk-taking in the future because you are more like financially stable?
I wouldn't say it's more risk-taking, but I would have more resources to do more with my life. Right now, obviously, I'm not going to invest in so many different things, or like I'm not going to like up my life and go somewhere else and like things like that, because there's so many factors and things I have to think about. But I feel like as I get older, more and more of those things kind of disappear and you're like, oh, like I have more opportunities at hand and more things to do.
wouldn't say it's risk-taking at that point. It's like I just have more resources, I guess, to be doing these things. Like I wouldn't make like a irrational decision.
I think naturally as you're older, you're just more risk-averse because people value stability.
I think that's my thing is like I don't like stability. The only stability that I really like is like financial stability. I feel like over time I get really bored and like fidgety. I always want to do something new. I always want to try something new. I always want to like be uncomfortable almost, except financially.
Money makes the world go around, doesn't it?
No, truly. I feel I'd be able to do so much if I knew that I had like a steady income.
I was literally going to ask,
the last question is like, what do you think are some fears that hold people back from taking risks?
My number one is regret.
Mine is financial impairments.
Going to jail.
You could live a pretty good life in jail. They feed you and they house you.
Bro, have you seen that? There's this TikTok guy that has spent most of his life in prison and stuff. He does TikToks about his jail experience. So he'll like answer questions that people have about being in jail. That shit is scary. I would not survive. I would be someone's bitch. Oh my God. Friends, I feel like that's a good one. I can't relate, but there's definitely people who are like, oh, what are people going to think about me when I make these decisions? You know, we've had this talk. Sometimes like you're like, what if they think that it was stupid of me to like do this? And I don't want people to think that.
It's not a risk though. You're being stupid then.
No. Like, oh, if I quit my job, what if people like think that I'm like poor and dumb for making that job decision and it looks bad for me professionally, like things like that.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, if they love you, they will support you. I think I stand by that.
Moral of the story is take risks just responsibly and calculate them.
Watch Marvel Endgame. That's literally the epitome of it will work out.
You'll find your one right solution.
It's such a perfect of like, there's so many different routes that you can take, so many different things that can happen, but there's one solution.
And risks are not supposed to be easy or pretty. So good luck if you decide to take a risk. Not on us. Just kidding. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode and helped you gain insight to anybody who is considering taking a risk or has taken a risk. Don't worry, my risk will be worth it at the end. So I hope I didn't sway you guys negatively. Do things in your 20s. Yay! We'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.